So today I'd like to continue the Pakativas Chol Shenoflo Katicha. So we've been discussing the Kippur's Chol Shenoflo L'Chaticha, about a Chaticha according to Tosfos that was totally out of the liquid level, and it was totally above the liquid level, and some Cholof fell on it. And the point being that we done on that chaticha alone, connected to the cholov. Rashi says even if it's mikzas in, mikzas out. And then when you stir it, and then that, so that chaticha became usur, and then afterwards, after you stir it, and then you have to be done on that chaticha connected to the rest of the pot. Okay, so we discussed it. Now let's take a look on page 4. Darash Rabba in the Gemara. Darash Rabba Barbachana. Katicha shall the veilah shall daktame. Eno seres shall shatite tam berotev uvekipo uvekatichos. Ugi Rav Amor Alev Darash Kevin Shenos and Tam Bechaticha Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela. So Seres Kol Chatichas Kula V'Nei Shein Mina. So this is the famous Rashi that says Shehoisa Betzida. So what happened? You have a Chaticha, a kosher piece of meat in the cholent, say, and it's sticking out, and then instead of a piece of milk falling on it, a shreif, a little shreif piece of meat falls on that chaticha. And asks it.
And
whatever sheet you need it to be, say. If you need it to be partly out, it's partly out. If it's enough to be partly in, partly in, it's partly in and partly out. So Kevin Shanos and Tamba Chaticha, Chaticha Asim is Nasa Nevela. So Seres Kola Chaticha is Kula Vendei Shehem Mino. So, so it asked the first piece, and then subsequently to that, say you stirred it in with the rest of the thing, the rest of the meatball, say. And it asks all the other meatballs as well. Now, why is it in its bottle? Because it's two stages. First, the first piece of meat got acid by the veiler. Then you mix around, and then that piece of meat that got acid by the veiler will acid the other pieces of meat in the kedera. Because first, the first piece of meat is nidon on its own, because it's sticking out. So, well, So let me ask you a question. Why does this? Why is the rest of the Kedera Asr? Maybe it should be Batal. What's the answer? It's going to Rabbi Yehuda. Excellent. And Rabbi Yehuda, this whole memra is Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. That says, Mimimino ain't a Batal. So if that be the case, say Bazei, if that's the case, so Tosas asks, Samura Dikakasha, that is, why was the first piece of meat Asr? Because it was sticking out, so it's a separate unit. But why was it Asr? What does the Mem Gemara say? Came because it was in the Sinas Tam. But the question is, why do you need in the Sinas Tam for? If you're holding, we're following Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need the Sinas Tam. All you need is a Mashu, because it's Mimimino. The Sinas Tam means that it wasn't Batal B'Shishim. So why do you need that? Maritik Akasha. You hear the Akasha? It says, Kevin Shanosin Tam B'Chaticha, Chaticha Asma Nasas Nevela. No! Kevin she, even not no same time. Kevin she, Bolog, even a Mashu, Nasis Nevela. Because Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Mimimino ain't a Batal, means that if Mimimino, Basar, Kosher, and Treif got in, Mimimino, even a Mashu, it's not Batal at all. What it means is that you don't have shishim connected. Yeah. Obviously, there's no nesinas tam, and it's mimimino. But it means had it been mimashenu, it would have been. Yeah, that's what it means. No, murdik akasha. You hear the kasha? Yeah, first hear the kasha. Now, this is the kasha that Tosfos raises. Take a look. The Tosfos Mishakodom Visimko. In fact, Tosfos is a kasha. Dim Toimar, Lama Li Shechaticha Shal Heter Kibla Tam and Avela, Filu Noso Tam Nami. Tabemino says B'chol Duhu. Okay, that's the kasha. So Rabbi Natan answers, "V'omer Rabbi Natan, dinahi dihi gufa mitzra v'kol shehu mikol mokom lo amrinan shetasa nevela lesor kol acheres kiven shiatsmo onesra el al de kol shehu." Granted that it's going to be also a kol shehu, but still lo amrinan shetasa nevel lesser kol haacheres kimi jiatzvul lo nesra el yidei kol shehu. So this is the idea. I think I saw this in the Yisa Bracha many years ago, pshat like this. What's the idea of a kol shehu? What's kol shehu? So the simple pshat of kol shehu, say I have a vat of kosher milk. And then one teepah of treif milk falls in, now the whole vat is asr, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not batal. Mimimino. But the idea, I think the Yisa Bracha explains, that the idea of a kol shehu being osir, for Rabbi Yehuda, is the kol shehu has to be a be'ed. It has to be a be'ed. So if you just have a blia inside another piece of meat, the blia of treif inside a kosher piece of meat, there's no be'en. So the only way that you can consider the be'en is if we say that the whole chaticha is nasas nevela. So now the whole chaticha is a shtik yisr, and then it'll aser. But if you don't say the whole chaticha becomes a nevela, it's just a mashu that was nivel on something else that won't
but is all more common than just the time. It has to be
the Be'en, it falls in as a Be'en, and then it goes in the thing.
Oh, okay.
So he says like this, that true, once you have a B'li of a Mashahu, it's going to ask for that original piece of meat, because it's a Be'en, so it asks that. But now for that piece of meat to ask for the rest, there's no Be'en here. There's no Be'en. Right? There's no Be'en. Because it's Nivla. So how is that the first piece of meat that got the Tmveila that asked the first piece of meat, how is it going to answer the rest? Even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because it's not a Be'en of a mushroom. Nehidi, he grew from Mitzvah B'chol Shul, B'chol Mokom Lo Mina, Shatas and Nivela, Lesser Kol Acheres. So Mimela, he says it's not going to become a nevela. It'll be osur because Mimimino ain't a bottle, but it's not a nevela. So therefore, that's why it had to be a Nesinas Tam. Once in the Nesinas Tam, I mean, there's no Shishim, so then it's like a Be'en. And then, that's piece of meat will ask the rest. And that's why you needed the original piece of meat to be Nesar more than just the Mashahu. Because we want that piece of meat, the piece of meat that it fell on, to be a Be'en, and then when it falls into the rest, it'll ask all the rest of the pot, because a Be'en fell in, not just the Bliya in the piece of meat. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Ephraim, Haya Omer, again, they're both dealing with this kasha. Yeah.
Isn't the kasha
that
if it's a kosher, it doesn't make sense to say that
the
first
person
becomes
a
shtick answer?
Because
it's not,
it depends on
the
time
is there.
So. Right, so that's why you're not
going
to say Nasa's Nevela. Right. So but you have to have this hanacha, like the Yisra Bracha points out, that you want, you need it, the din of Mimba Mina in a bottle from Rabbi Huda is a Be'en falls in, like to another, like the a teep of cholov, treif, falls into a vat of kosher.
Right. And otherwise, that kosher would perhaps
offer
everything. Just
because
all
the Mimba Mina in a bottle. Right. But it has to be a Be'en that fell in. But now once it fell into the first piece of meat, and now it's no longer a Be'en, it's not going to answer the rest unless we can consider it Nasa's Nevela, and it won't be Nasa's Nevela, like you say, if it's just a Mashu. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Ephraim, I owe me to talk about the field, ki nosno botam, ein het the Nasa's Nevela, she starach shishim knege kolachaticha, El Gekneda Yisra Balua. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Even if there's Nesinas Tam, even if there's no Shishim, it's not going to be Nasas the Vela. One second. Hilchot L'Rav Da Omer Hocha Devin B'mino Lo Botil Shechatich Ezek Kibul Tam Min HaNevela Koshev Ha'Isra Ki'ilu Hu Be'ed V'Oseres Kol HaChatich Ez V'Vashu. אבל כי לא נוסנה הנבלה תמבו לא היית עושה שחתיך זה מי שהם מינה שאין צורך לבטא לו איסר לבד כן זה לא נוסנה תם בחתיך אבל איסר כמנדה לסי זה לא הווה כי אילו הוא בעין ועושה על החתיך ראשון שאין עד נעשה איסר ועושה שר חתיך אז so he says that no, that even that if there would be an Asinus Tam, Ein Ha'het the Nasas Nevela Shitzar Shish Menegel Kol Achaticha or Kenegel Isra Bavua, Yechol Rav Da Omer Chocha Devin Bemino Lo Botel Shachit Shachaticha Het Zekivu Tam Menel Nevela Chosher Ve Isra Kiilu hu be'en. The oseres chol achatichas b'mashum. Aval ki lo nos notam leve lo tamba lo haisa oseres achatichas ne shehem hinash or intzach levat alo is levat v'keim shol nos notam b'chaticha ki adisa k'man deleise lo havi ki ilu hu be'en. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying that even if there would be a nesinas tam, ain't had the nesis the veil sheyishrach. You wouldn't say hanan, right? But according to Rav, the Omar min b'mino lo batil. Rav says min b'mino is lo batil. Shechet kichas heter kibotam. Min hanaveila, chashiv ha'iser ki'ilu hu be'en. Ve'oseres kol ha'chatichas b'mashum. Aval ki'ilu nosno hanaveila tambo, hoitza oseres ha'chatichas, v'dei she'heim mino, she'im tzarech levatel, ele iser buvad. Ki'im she'lo nosno tam b'chaticha, ha'v'iser k'man d'leisir, lo'av ki'ilu hu be'en. Lo'oser ele chaticha rishona. So he says what? That the same idea. That you need needed to what? See, Rabbeinu Tam said he grew from Mitzvah, but called Shul, we call Malkam Lord, Bina Shatas and Avela, Lesser Kolach Eros. Cain and she Atma Lo Nesra Ella Al Yidei Kol Shul. So it only asked Al Yidei Kol Shul, so it's not going to dance in the veil. But Rabbi Ephraim says, Tafil ki nosta batam, it's not going to nasas the veila. It's not nasas the veila. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam says once it's nasas the veila, it'll be nasas the veila and then it'll asa. He says no, it's never nasas the veila. It's never nasas the veila. But he says, but no, but it's not that it's Nasas Nevela. The Peshat is, Rabbeinu Tam says that once you have Nesinas Tam, it'll be Nasas Nevela, even by Mimbamino. Right. Rabbeinu Fram saying, no, it's not that it's Nasas Nevela. It's not Nasas Nevela. But since it's significant that it's Nasas Natam, we'll call that a Be'en. Or his question is, what's enough to be called a ben? Rabbeinu Tam says you need it to be nasas nevela, because then the whole thing is a shtick ifsa. So once you have nesinas tam, then the whole thing will be nasas nevela. You can't say nasas nevela by mashu. Nesinas tam, then the whole thing. Rabbeinu Tam says no, it's not nasas nevela, but since it's prominent enough in the piece that it was nesinas tam, that alone is considered a ben. Even if it's not nasas, they both agree that you need a be'en of a mashu to aser according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the question is, what makes it a be'en? Rabbeinu Tam says what makes it a be'en is if the whole thing is aser, then it's a be'en. Because if it's not, then it's a tarovus. It's not a be'en. So therefore, you need a nasas be'en. So therefore, if you have what a nesinas tam, it's nasa be'en. It's nasa nevela, and therefore it's nasa be'en. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it says, no, it's not Nasas Nevela. He would see this Tam. But the fact that the proportion is so great of Isser to Heter in that Chaticha, so that's enough to call it a Be'en.
Did you read Rabbeinu Tam's words over here?
Yes. Rabbeinu Tam, he grew from Mitzvah, granted that when the Nevela falls on the first piece, and it's mim b'mino, it's asa, it's usr, Bekoshu, mikom molkom lo amrinan shatasa nevela lesa kol acheros. But it's not going to be nasas nevela because it's only a mashu. Ki yivin shatu lesa elagde koshu. And you need it to be nasas nevela because you need it to be a be'ed. And it'll only be be'ed if it's nasas nevela.
Where is the Veila?
And therefore it'll just be, it'll still be also that first piece, but it'll be an Isser Tarobas. But if it's Nesinas Tam of the mash of this piece of the nevela is no same tam, it means there's no shishim kedei levatel, so then it's going to be what? It's going to be nasas nevela.
He doesn't say that piece, but it's inferred, he says it won't be
nasas nevela but asur. But if you haven't seen this time, then it will be. Kolmokom lo amrina shatasa nevela lesor. It's only mashu, but the inference is, but if it's in the sinas tam, then it will be nasas nevela. And if it's nasas nevela, then the whole piece that it fell on is osir. So mevela, that's a now considered a be'en that falls into the rest. Yeah. Because don't make it, it's a be'ed because that bli inside has to may now made an isser on the whole piece because there's no shishim, and now this whole piece is nasas nevela. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Ephraim says no. Rabbeinu Ephraim says that you don't need to be called a be'ed. You don't need what? The whole thing. You just need that there's no shishim. You need just a nice significant portion, and that itself will be considered a ban. But even if it's not nasas nevela, so if it would just be a mashu and there was shishim and that you're working with isha mashu, so then that piece will be also because there's a mashu, but it won't be considered a what? It won't be considered a ban to asa the next pieces, right? So unless it's significant.
But shouldn't you only have to
be the vatel without
the significant
issue? You're going to be the vatel of the issue, but now you have a mimimino in a vatel.
So, okay,
mimimino
in a vatel, but still, shouldn't
it
only have to be the
vatel
of the
issue?
He doesn't hold
up another. Right. But it's not going to be vatel, because mimimino
in a vatel. I totally need shishim to negate.
I understand, but it's not going to help because it's all mimimino. And mimimino ain't a bottom. But you understand? But we need it in the end to say mimimino ain't a bottom. So when the first piece, the veil falls out onto that piece sticking out, that's a band that fell on. The piece of the end of the veil fell on. So it's going to answer. Now for it to answer the other, you need a band. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you need a band. That's why you need Hanan. So and Hanan, you don't just say by a mashu. So therefore, you need the sinas tam. You have Hanan, and the whole thing will become aser. But according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you don't need Hanan to say it's a be'ed. As long as it's significant, that's good enough. Because that's what the Gemara says. Kamin shenoson tam b'chaticha. It was a Nesinas Tam, meaning it was Mimimino, but a theoretical Nesinas Tam, that there was no Shishim. So then the first piece that fell in was very close in size to the piece that fell on top of.
But shouldn't we have to say that there has to be a significant amount of
Tam
and
enter
the rest of the
Kupis? No. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you both agree you need a ban. The question is, what's called a ban? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, a be'en means that either the whole thing is usher, or you have a chanan, so that's also the whole thing is usher. But according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you either need the whole thing itself is usher,
Or if that thing went into something else and there's a Nesinas Tam, so since 95% is Asur anyway, that's good enough, even though it's not 100% because we don't say Kana.
Doesn't matter whether we have Shishim and the rest of the pot negative.
Now once we have the din be'en, now when it fills into the rest of the pot, a be'en fell in, and no, this is Rabbi Yehuda, member Mino in a bottle. Oh.
Right. In other words, okay. I didn't get to that point yet. You're one step ahead. Let me say that. Oh, so the next part is that you see this is the famous machlokus whether you say chanan b'shari surim, but most people just know it from the Yerodeah. So if you know from Yerodeah, you know. Oh, Rabbeinu Tam says you say chanan b'shari surim. Not only most machlokus, Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't say that, but many people never went through the how did it come from the Tosfos. That he doesn't know this is the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Shitas Rabbeinu Ephraim. So the point is that if Rabbeinu Tam says you say Hanan even not for Bosu B'cholov, so Mamela, but you need Nesinas Tam. So once you have Nesinas Tam, you'll say Hanan even though this is not Bar Bosu B'cholov, it's Shari Sur. This isn't the Veila on another piece of meat, right? But Rabbeinu Ephraim says you do say you don't say Hanan to Shari Surim, right? Only Bar Bosu B'cholov. So Mamela, but you need to say Hanan to have a din of you don't need Hanan. So since you don't say Hanan, and so where's going to be your ban? So he says to have your ban, all you need is a Nesinas Tam is enough of a ban. But if you would have been able to say Hanan, then for sure it would be a ban. But he's saying I'm willing to give you a din ban even if you don't say Hanan, because my sheet is you don't say Hanan b'shari surim. So the only Rabbeinu Tam says you do say Hanan b'shari surim, but you only say Hanan if there's something more significant. So Rabbeinu Tam says you say Hanan b'shari surim, and you need Hanan to have a din ban. Rabbeinu Ephraim says you say Hanan b'shari, you don't say Hanan b'shari surim, but you don't need Hanan to say a ban, and you'll have a ban with the Nesinas Tam. This is I could have just told you this without the, but now you understand. Then Rabbeinu Ephraim continues that you only say Hanan b'shari surim by Basa b'cholov, and this is the famous machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, because everyone agrees if milk falls into a piece of meat and there's no shishim, so now the whole chaticha is also. And you have to have shishim connected the whole chaticha. That everyone agrees to. Question is, what about b'shari surim? Do you just have to bevatel the b'liya or iser or the whole chaticha? But the context that it's set in is to answer up this kasha. That people never really spent time in. To work out the Gemara and the Gemara's kasha and how, and this is but with the Yisra Brach helped me out years ago understanding this.
Yisra Brach here?
No.
Why is it being with the hold that the iser kosher is only when it calls him as a ban? What's the svar about it?
Because that's the mocker. Dama par and dama sawyer. The dama sawyer was a ban that fell into the dama par.
What makes it
lose
its status as
a ban? Because anything, a ban means it's a ban. You see it right there. Anything balua is not a ban. So if you say Hanan, now the whole shtick, the whole piece of meat.
So we hold Tom
Kicker
anyways. So what's the
lefty Israel
should be
a. So Tom Kicker doesn't make it a ban. So maybe it does. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. You need Hanan to make it a ban. Then the whole piece of meat is also a ban. I have a ban.
Do we say that? Because there is no town.
There is no town.
There
today.
Yeah, but still.
But how are we teaching a Shita Shevi Yehuda? For filling within Shita Shevi Yehuda, what how few holes within the Raisa would be.
Right.
When this.
Right, this is all within Rabbi Yehuda. Now, but the principle that comes out of it is you say Chanam Shari Surim, that we can apply to our learning, our halacha, that we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda. But this whole pilpul is in the low kilchas discussion.
As I'm saying, even within the pilpul of the Gemara, Rabbi Tam is still only helping
on the Rabbanah
level. Yeah. Well, yeah. Even within the Rabbi Yehuda here, he's still only helping on the Rabbanah level. There is no. And this didn't apply to
Rabbanah Prime, that is in the Rabbanah. Which did?
And you have you that if it's no same time, which means that what that there's no shishim, therefore it's considered
a yeah, probably the raisa. Because all the raisa is all Rabbi Yehuda.
Even though there is no the word of time doesn't really have any application
here. Right.
Mimino. So this.
Right, but for him, Mimino. Is
that's what I'm saying. This qualification of like.
Right. Okay. I can't say 100%, but that's what I would think.
When Rebbe says it's a significant portion, yeah. That what's a significant portion.
That there's no shishim kidei levatel.
Right. Anything, everything's.
Whereas strong, usually Rebbe Yehuda Shita of Mimbamino and a Batel is even if there is shishim, but that's the idea of Isamashu. And right. Even if there is shishim, it's still awesome.
Right. So significant means anything stronger than shishim.
Right. Wow. Okay. Uncle Schiff, you wanted to say something?
What are Rabbeinu Tam is not a bit in unless I don't have shishim? Like let's say the tree got on half the piece of meat. So now according to Rabbi Yehuda really that should be in the Hamashu, the whole thing should be answered anyway.
Yeah, but I know.
So
that whole piece of meat will be answered anyway.
Beefy, but I'm saying but it won't count as a bit in
according to Rabbeinu Tam? It won't count as a bit, right. Because it's balua in the piece of meat.
So Hanan,
but if you say Hanan, now the whole piece of meat, because there's Isser that made the whole piece of meat like a shtick nevela. Okay. Wow. Take a break. This one. And and this is in Shulchan Aruch. Page 17, Sadi Bey's Dalit. Look at Sadi Bey's Dalit, page 17. It's kedai to spend, you know, we're going a little slow, but it's kedai to go slow so you get this. You know, this is like fundamentals. Dalit, Sadi Bey's Dalit, page 17. Lo omru chatich atzma nasez nevela, ela babosu v'cholof. Of a low b'shari surim, only b'asa b'chol. Go chelav. See, he does your toiva here. He gives you the nekudas because so you shouldn't make a mistake and say cholav. So he gives you toiva. He writes out the nekudas. He go chelav shenivlo b'chaticha. Neim hashishim levatlo. V'nesar v'chacha bishlan mecher. Say tzarech al shishim kineged gezayis chelav. So, in other words, he's assuming chaylev is like basa. So, if chaylev, which has a status of meat, falls in a chaticha, and then that falls into something else, and you don't have shishim connected to the whole chaticha, but you have shishim, say in other words, chaylev falls on meat, and then meat falls into the potatoes. And the potatoes have shishim connected to chaylev, but not that was balua in the meat, but not connected to the whole piece of meat.
Ain't tzarich l'shishim k'neged k'zayis chaylev. V'az afilu. Okay, that's from Softa Achriyad Mepar. V'yesh omrim damrinu b'chol yisurim chatiha nasas d'veilo. V'cheda minik parshut v'ele shanos. And that is the classically known as the machlokes. So according to the second opinion of the Ramban, that's the Rabbeinu Tam, then when chaylev fell in, was balua into a piece of meat, and then that piece of meat goes into the potatoes, you need shishim keneged the whole piece of meat, because the piece of meat that the chaylev fell on is nasas nevela, and now you need shishim keneged the whole chatik. Okay, and then, but in the sif before that.
Apparently, there were more passages like Tosfos about the Tosfos without the road.
Yeah. Okay, but then Gimel in page 17. If Gimel says Shenesra Chatich Bachas Chalav, see, Chalav. This is Chalav, milk, the meat, not Chalav. Chalav. Was this Basa B'Chalav? Now it's called Chatich Isra. If Ishlo Nachel Sar Shishim Levatol Kulo. If Mekir Meshlich Vacheres Mutars, if Eino Mekir Arote Mutav Chol Kerei Hasurus, Tich Asiru Rule Is Kavik. Okay, so that's he needs Shishim. To battle the whole because Katika Nasas Neveva by Basim Cholov. And if you know which piece is the Basim Cholov piece, then you'll take it out and throw it away. But in terms of the other pieces, you need Shishim Kenegda. So that's the question, you know, whether you have to battle just the Bliya or the whole Katika. And by Basa B'Cholov, you have to vatal the whole Chaticha, and by Shari Surim, just the Bliya. Okay? And that's the official Machlokas, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Ephraim. The Mechaber, Paskins, like Rabbi Ephraim, and the Ramah Paskins, L'chumra like Rabbi Natan. Michael? There's Rabbeinu Tam holds this Hanan Mishar Yisur. So you.
And you're going to hold that there are any differences between Hanan Mishar Yisur and Hanan Mishar Yisur? Or anybody thinks there's a difference is automatically saying, we'll hold Rabbeinu Tam to one.
Oh, okay. So this is the question. So the question, there are a lot of questions. Is this din of Hanan, this machlok is Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? That's one question. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Hanan b'shar yisur. And that's one question. The other question is, if you remember way back in Tarovis, the alleged Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam Kikir d'oraisa and Heter Nishapech Leos Hisser, remember that? Who quoted Rabbi Natan saying that? The Rosh. And who denied that? Avinish. So, at first glance, this seems to be a perfect comparison. Perfect comparison. That if the reason why Rabbi Natan could say Hanan Bishari Surim, right? I mean, what I said before, Chaylev is Mimimino, you don't have, I don't know if you have to say that.
it's chaylev. So chaylev is asur. And it's shari sur, which is not basur b'chalav. Forget what I said before, that it's the basur. I mean, you understand? In other words, chaylev is a davar asur. And it's not basur b'chalav. It's chaylev, and basur is just like orla and basur. You know what I mean? So I didn't say it over correctly. But Makara, it fits in very well. Because if Rabbeinu, you remember good old Rabbeinu Tam says what? That Hesed is Hapa, Isin is Hesed is Hapa, Kliyos Isser. Once you don't have Shishim, so then the Isser that came in is not Batel, and then then you get Malchus on every Kezayis, remember? Every Kezayis you get Malchus for. So that sounds to me, at first glance, like what? Like Hanan, the Shari Sur. And if that would be the case, then Hanan B'Shari Surim is, according to this Rabbeinu Tam, is clearly a Din D'Oraisa, you get Malchus. So therefore, same thing over here. Now, the Prima Gadim is the one who points this out. On page 19. If Ayin Shach B'Shari Surim have a Derabban, so he says, "Sorry, Yisroel, but Tala Pluk the Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen Rabbeinu Tam. He lokal kol kazayis meheter. He thinks it's Tala not Shaila, because Rabbeinu Tam says you lokal." If there's no shishim, you lo care on even one kezayis. And Rabbi Chaim Cohen says only if it's kezayis p'techiyos pras. But if it's not kezayis p'techiyos pras, then you have to eat a kezayis of iser, not enough to have to the topic. So it's mamish the same thing. However, so the question is, is that really the case? That's the question. Is it only the Rabbanan or not? No. Just the Gemara is talking about the right. The Gemara is talking about Rabbi Yehuda, which is all the rices.
Right, but I thought we said that.
And then we'll just use it for what we consider the rice in Mimashayna Mino.
But even in Rabbi Yehuda, what do you think? Kivin Shalom saying Tam Hatzitza, you're talking about a Mimashayna Mino, you have to be...
Yeah, but I understand, but it just means...
But parallel. It has meaning, if you will.
Yeah, but okay, but yeah, I understand. Okay, but that could be because it's Mimba Mino. But if it would be a real Nesinas Tam, then Rabbeinu Tam could presumably say it's a Daraisa. So, others don't like this. I think Rav Salvechik and others didn't like this idea. I mean, if you look on page 31, footnote 20. It says, Rabbeinu, Rav Salvechi, Yerogil, this is Rabbi Konigsberg's safer. Yerogil, Havi Peiritz, Nebeshem, Amilchas Baruch. This idea that they're connected, that Hanan Bashari Surim and Hanan Bashari Surim and Tom Kiyaker Hefton Safik is the same. He said he quoted from the Milchas Baruch. Who's the Milchas Baruch? Rav Baruch Levski. Who's Rav Baruch Levski? He was the Rav of what? Khaslavich. Where's Khaslavich? That's where Rav Salvechi grew up, in Khaslavich. So that was one of the acronym. Rav Salvechi he didn't use so many acronym. But one acronym that he did was Milchas Baruch, because that was the rabbi of his community. Milchas Baruch. I seem to recall Rabbi Konigsberg was writing the Sefer. He asked me if we could try to find it in the Milchas Baruch. We didn't find it in the Milchas Baruch, but somehow he had in his mind the Milchas Baruch said it, that these two things are connected. But Rav Salvechi didn't like that. Now, and I think, and the Milchas, and the Binyan Yaakov explains very well why, that these things have nothing to do with each other. Tam ki ikar daraisa. And after I say this, we'll stop here because I still haven't finished, but this will take. But listen, you have to realize why it sounds great, a great lishi tussle. You know, the right person said the right thing. The Rabbi Tam says hetin sapech, right? If you have a blia of iser in the chaticha, like you have a blia of chaylev in the piece of meat, and then you just need a kazayis. There's no shishim, either kazayis, one kazayis. Even though one kazayis is not clearly all chaylev, but yeah, he says, so that makes sense. You say chatichas is nonsense available, but he says like this. The Binyan Yaakov is very good. He says all the right things. The Binyan Yaakov, page 32. So he says like this: if you have a piece of meat, right? And there's a blea of chalev in the piece of meat, and there's no shishim. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you eat even one kazayis piece of meat, you get malchus, right? Now, what is Hanan telling me? Hanan's telling me, I take that piece of meat that has a milius chalev in it, I cook it with something else, right? I have shishim keneged the chalev, but not shishim keneged the chaticha. So he says, that's no good. That's no good. You need shishim keneged the whole chaticha. But let me ask you a question. If I have shishim keneged the chaylev alone, right? Am I going to taste the chaylev in the piece of meat? No, because I have shishim keneged the chaylev. But that's not good enough, because I need shishim keneged what? The whole chaticha. But lemaisa, I'm not tasting the chaylev, because I have shishim keneged the chaylev. So I'm not tasting the chaylev. Yet still aser. So why is that aser? That's the din of Hanan Bashari Surim. But why should that be aser? The answer is that's only a din derabanan. But the first piece of meat where I actually taste the chalev, that's a din daraisa. But the second piece of meat that I don't taste the chalev, that'll only be a din derabanan. So the Hanan Bashari Surim, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't necessarily mean, therefore, it's a din daraisa, because the second piece of meat had the shishim keneged the chalev. But then I'm shishim the whole chaticha, so still aser, but the stomach, and only bit is the rabbanim. Because bottom line is, there's no taste of the chaylev, the second piece of meat, because you had at least shishim keneged the chaylev, and therefore the fact that that's still no good, that is only a din rabbanim, and therefore it's not a complete, l'shitoso being a daraisa, etc. Okay, yeah.
And then according to that, you give the exact same taste, but instead of Kayla, it's milk, which is called the first piece of meat. And then you have shishim, then you have shishim in the first piece of meat, and then you have shishim connected to the size of the kolam, and not the size of the first piece of meat. So then there, Kahan, by Mokka Kol, the rest of the Rabban, according to that Svara.
According to that Svara, According to that Svar, it also should be the Ramban.
Yeah.
Right.
Who says you don't taste the challah? The way he asks the tefillah, and the tefillah replicated itself. And now we're
talking about the challah. Daniel, hold on. Give him 1 second. The time he goes to the rabbi, the rabbi in Hanan, and he'll tell you. Here. Should be. Right. Yeah, that's what should follow. That's what should follow. Okay, but I ain't in the Binyan Yaakov here. Okay, we still have to do more of this. I'm gonna believe it or not, I still need a whole full shiur on this package. So, okay, you think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, that's what I mean. But okay, it is what it is. But review it so you understand it. Havana, that's the most important thing. Rabbi Yashiv always said, Havana. He didn't like Mishnayis Baal Peh, Rabbi Yashiv. He says, because then you give people bad chinuch. The chinuch has to be for Havana.
Substance.